Good morning, Blue Jays fans, and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here at Leecom Park, the spring training home of the Pittsburgh Pirates, getting set for the wrap-up game of this short three-game set between the Bradenton Marauders and your Dunedin Blue Jays. Last night's loss was a tough one to swallow. Pat Gallagher had another fantastic outing, five strong innings, just one run allowed, while matching his career high in strikeouts for the second straight start with eight. Exiting with a 2-1 lead, Joey Murray entered the ballgame and just didn't have his normally excellent command. Murray could only get one out in the sixth inning, walking four and leaving the bases loaded, with the 2-1 lead turning into a 3-2 deficit. But Harry Rutkowski was able to get out of the inning without any further damage. And in the seventh, Lazaro Estrada entered the ballgame for the Blue Jays, giving up a run in the seventh inning to make it 4-2. In the eighth, the Blue Jays threatened, putting the tying run in scoring position, and with two outs, Angel Del Rosario hit a clutch single up the middle to tie it back up at four. But fast forward to the bottom of the ninth, Estrada issued a leadoff walk to catcher Giovanni Planchart, who was immediately lifted for pinch runner Davies Nadal. Nadal took off on the third pitch to Jesus Castillo, and Nick Deschamps' throw got into center field, allowing Nadal to advance to third. But while backing up the play, Jaden Rudd couldn't get a handle on the pickup, so Nadal kept running, coming in to score the winning run. A stolen base, E2, E8 walk-off to clinch this three-game set and the season series for Bradenton. With last night's loss, Dunedin has now lost their last seven games and now eight of their last nine. And the Marauders keep up with Lakeland and Clearwater for first place in the division. Elsewhere around the Florida State League last night, Daytona shut out Palm Beach in game one of their doubleheader, but game two got suspended in the second inning, so they'll try again with another doubleheader today. Lakeland came back to beat Tampa 4-3 in 10 innings for their 12th consecutive victory. Clearwater beat Fort Myers in a crazy game at Hammond Stadium. The Threshers were down by three in the ninth inning. They came back to tie it up. Then in the 10th, they put a four spot on the Mighty Muscles to take an 8-4 lead. But Fort Myers came back, and they scored three but left the tying run in scoring position, with Clearwater holding on for the 8-7 win. And St. Lucie held on to beat Jupiter 11-9 after the Hammerheads themselves tried to mount a comeback. Seven runs scored in the seventh inning to bring it to within two, but that's where it stayed. How all that affects the standings will start in the East. As always, the Daytona Tortugas still lead that division, now at 9-7, 2.5 games up on the 7-10 Jupiter Hammerheads. The St. Lucie Mets are in third. They're 6-11, 3.5 games back. And the Palm Beach Cardinals are in last, 6 games back at 3-13. And in the West, everybody at the top won, so still a three-way tie for first in our division. The Lakeland Flying Tigers, the Clearwater Threshers, and the Bradenton Marauders all at 12-5. Then in fourth are the Tampa Tarpons. They're 9-8. In fifth are the Fort Myers Mighty Muscles at 8-9. And finally, your Blue Jays rounding out the division in last place at 6-11. And now on to today. Wilbur Dotel gets the start for the Marauders. The 20-year-old out of the DR makes his ninth start and 10th appearance for Bradenton this year. And after a rough start to the season, he seems to have figured some things out. Dotel, through his first five outings, had a 6.43 ERA through 14 innings of work, including a blow-off start against the Blue Jays where he gave up seven runs in 2 2/3 here at Leecom. But over his last four games, he's allowed just two runs and eight hits over his last 19 innings of work, pitching to the tune of an 0.95 ERA. He's still giving up walks, but he has been able to work around them. And for your Blue Jays, Irv Carter makes his eighth start and 10th appearance for Dunedin this season. The former fifth-round pick in 2021 has had a tough last couple of games, giving up nine runs over just 3 2/3 innings. But the last time he did face these Marauders was his best start of his professional career. On June 11th here at Leecom, Carter spun 4 2/3 hitless innings, walking a few, but looking extremely effective. No roster moves to make note of, so on to the lineups we go. First for the Marauders, managed by Jonathan Johnston. Batting first, the DH, Jack Brannigan. Batting second at second, Termar Johnson. Batting third in right field, Rodolfo Nolasco. Batting fourth at first base, Josiah Seitler. Batting fifth in center field, Shaleen Polanco. Batting sixth in left field, Lonnie White Jr. Batting seventh, the catcher, Omar Alfonso. batting eighth at third base, Davies, Nadal, and rounding out the order for your Blue for the Marauders, rather, batting ninth, the shortstop, Jesus Castillo. And now for your Blue Jays, managed by Donnie Murphy, the boys look like this today. Batting first in center field, Jaden Rudd. Batting second at second, Manuel Beltre. Batting third, the shortstop, Tucker Thoman. Batting fourth in right field, Roque Salinas. Batting fifth at third base, Jeff Wehler. Batting sixth at first base, Glenn Santiago. Batting seventh, the DH, Abiezel Ramirez. Batting eighth, the catcher, Victor Mesia. And rounding out the order for your Blue Jays, batting ninth in left field, Angel Del Rosario. That'll do it for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network pregame show. We'll take a break, and we'll be back right before first pitch, which should be in about 7 minutes or so, so stay tuned. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Here with the call is Chris Valentine. Chris, take it away.
Hello and welcome to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. I'm Chris Valentine. We are live here at Lecom Park, the spring training home of the Pittsburgh Pirates, getting set for the wrap-up game of this short three-game set between the Bradenton Marauders and your Dunedin Blue Jays. 91 degrees and sunny. It's a hot one here on Sunday afternoon, like always in the Florida State League. Winds blowing out towards right center field, and Wilbur Dotel is on the bump for the Marauders. 20-year-old out of the DR making his ninth start of the year. He's so far pitched to a 3.27 ERA, and he's been excellent over his last four outings, just two runs across 19 innings of work. Jaden Rudd is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. The center fielder, he'll be followed by Manuel Beltre and Tucker Thoman. Taking an extra couple seconds as there's a gate that needs to be closed out there at the Blue Jays bullpen past left field, and now it's ready to go. Tyler Green is the umpire behind the plate. Isabella Robb on the bases. They make up the two-person umpire crew. Dotel, the righty, out of the windup. First pitch, he kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Jaden Rudd. 12:02, the first pitch here at Lecom Park. Jaden Rudd leading off for the second game in a row. On the year, batting .219. Two home runs and 27 RBIs. That one missed outside as well. It's 2-0. A tough couple of losses to start off this series, and we're ending it here today. Post-All-Star break, just a three-game set. Blue Jays now have lost their last seven games and eight of their last nine. That one in there for a called strike. Now a 2-1 count to Rudd. After a pretty strong start to the second half in St. Lucie. After starting off the second half 1-2 in the back half of that six-game set against the Clearwater Threshers. Taking 4 out of 6 in St. Lucie and losing 5 out of 6 last week in Tampa. Blue Jays have now lost their first two of this series. Now 2-2 count to Rudd. Dotel out of the windup, the righty, kicks, deals. That one up and out. A full count to the first batter of the game. A reminder, this is a challenge game here at Lecom Park. Tyler Green will be calling the balls and strikes, and the hitter, pitcher, or catcher all have the right to challenge. Righty kicks, fires. That one lifted up in the air to the left of the mound. Now out on the first base, rather third baseline, Davies Nadal hauls it in. That'll be out number one. Let's meet the rest of the defense for the Marauders in the outfield left to right. Lonnie White Jr., Shaleen Polanco, and Rodolfo Nolasco. Along that infield, third to first, the aforementioned Davies Nadal at third base. Jesus Castillo at short. Termar Johnson at second base. And Josiah Seitler at first with Omar Alfonso behind the dish. One up, one down. Now Manuel Beltre, first pitch, fouled off the end of the bat to the right side. It's 0-1 to start him off. Beltre on the year, batting .249. He's got 4 home runs, 27 RBIs. Scored 2 runs in last night's game, going 1-for-3 with a double. That one in the dirt. Now a 1-1 count. Dotel standing up tall on the mound. Glove to the face. Now the windup. The righty kicks, fires the 1-1. That one lined to center field. That's going to fall for a base hit. First hit of the game for the Blue Jays belongs to Manuel Beltre. A one-out single. That'll put a runner on. One away for Tucker Thoman. Tucker Thoman, the switch-hitting shortstop today. Batting in the three spot for the third game in a row. on the season. Toman batting .225. He's got 5 home runs and 36 RBIs. First pitch he takes for a ball, rather for a strike. Late call there by Tyler Green. It's 0-1. Toman last night started off 0-for-3, but in the eighth inning he singled, came around and scored one of the two tying runs off the bat of Angel Del Rosario in that eighth inning. That one missed up and out. Now a 1-1 count. Beltre over there at first. He's 10 of 11 so far this season on stolen base attempts. We'll see if the Blue Jays try to start off this game aggressive. Ground ball over to second, could be two. Johnson over to second for one, and first is in time. A 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. We'll head to the bottom half of the first here at Leacom Park. No score. You're listening to the Dineen Blue Jays Radio Network on the road here in Bradenton.
What up, Nelly? You ready to do another one, bro? Talk to him. Running on red lights. Pull up to the club just to get it here right.
We're back here, bottom of the first. Irv Carter on the bump for your Blue Jays today, making his 8th start and 10th total appearance on the year. He's been struggling as of late. Last two starts, he's given up 9 runs across just 3 1/3 worth of work. He's looking to get back on a good track here against Bradenton. His last fantastic start here against Bradenton, 4 2/3, hitless. A few walks, but no runs. He left with a no decision, obviously not going 5 innings. That first pitch, 91-mile-an-hour fastball, in there for a called strike to start off Jack Brannigan, 0-1. A 20-year-old former fifth-round pick out of Calvary Christian High School in Fort Lauderdale. Out of the stretch, we haven't seen that from Carter this year. He's always started off out of the windup. Blue Jays, no doubt, tinkering with Carter a bit. We'll see if giving him a consistent delivery helps him out at all. Righty kicks, fires the 1-1. That one in there. Fastball at 92 that time. A 1-2 count to Brannigan. Jack Brannigan starting the first game of this series. Starting his first game of this series. He's come in as a defensive replacement in the first two. Now playing in his 46th game on the year, batting .257, 6 home runs, and 16 RBIs. Now the 1-2 pitch. That one lifted right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Count stays at 1-2. Like I said, 4 2/3, hitless for Carter the last time he pitched here at Leacom Park. His best professional start. 1-2, that one upstairs. Couldn't get the chase on that high heater. And that'll even the count 2-2. Jack Brannigan, Tamar Johnson, and Rodolfo Nolasco make up the top third of this order. They're all due up in this half inning. 5 lefties, 3 righties, and a switch hitter in this lineup for the Marauders. Caught and a miss. In low and inside, change up by Carter. Down swinging goes Brannigan. One up, one down via the K. Let's meet the defense for your Blue Jays in the outfield left to right. Angel Del Rosario, Jaden Rudd, and Roque Salinas. Along that infield, third to first, Jeff Wehler at third base. Tucker Toman at short. Manuel Beltre at second base. And Glenn Santiago at first with Victor Messia behind the dish. One up, one down, 1K for Carter. Righty comes set facing Tamar Johnson, first pitch. That one just off the plate outside. 1-0 to start off Johnson. Righty-lefty matchup for the first time today. Kicks, fires, that one inside. Two and zero to start off Tamar Johnson. Went 0 for 1 last night with 3 walks drawn. Started off with a strikeout looking on 3 pitches, and then walk, walk, walk with a run scored. That one in there catches the inside corner. 2-1 to get a strike on the board for Irv. Righty comes set. Carter looking in now. He kicks and fires. That one off the plate. Now a 3-1 count to Tamar Johnson. A dangerous hitter with a good count to work with. 3-1. Johnson on the year batting .245, but 10 home runs and 37 RBIs. He hit 2 home runs in game 1 of this series. 3-1 pitch to him. That one sent high to right, and that one's gone. A no-doubter. Roque Salinas didn't even turn around. 3-1 count. He blasts that ball out past right field. His third homer of the series, his 11th of the year. He ties Rodolfo Nolasco for second on the team and gives the Marauders a early 1-0 lead. That'll bring up Rodolfo Nolasco. Now tied for second himself on the team with 11 home runs. Nobody on and one away. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch. That one a little up, little inside. 1-0 to start off Nolasco. On the year batting .227. Those 11 home runs and 42 RBIs. That one missed off the plate outside. Now a 2-0 count. Fouls that one back into the screen. Two balls and a strike here to Nolasco. Carter trying to shake off that early home run. The righty comes set. The 2-1 pitch. That one in there. Top of the zone. Evens up the count now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Carter kicks deals. That one upstairs now a full count. Three balls, two strikes, nobody on, one away. Carter kicks, fires. That one in there. Called strike 3. Nolasco thought it was going to be ball 4, but no challenge. A little back and forth between him and Tyler Green. But no challenge. Nolasco thought it was a ball, but had the opportunity and did not ask for a double check on it. He goes down looking. Second strikeout for Carter, second out of the inning. Now Josiah Seitler, the first baseman. First pitch is in there for a called strike. Change up on the outside corner. 0-1 to start off Seitler. Carter kicks deals. The righty-lefty matchup. That one off the plate. Evens it up 1-1. Seitler has been extremely dangerous at the plate through now his 12th game played. That one sent towards center. Jaden Rudd getting up underneath it in right center field. He'll make the grab for out number three. Bradenton takes the lead on the early solo shot by Termar Johnson. 1-0 will head to the top of the second here at Lecom Park. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
I got my peaches out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, better. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it. And I see you, the way I breathe you in, it's the texture of your skin. I wanna wrap my arms around you, baby, never let you go. Souvenirs. There's no time, I want to make more time and give you my whole life. I left my girl, I'm in my Yorker. Hate to leave her, call it torture. Remember when I couldn't hold her? Left her baggage for a moment. Out in Georgia, oh yeah. I get my weed from California, that's that. I took my chick up to the north, yeah, better. I get my light right from the source, yeah, yeah, that's it. I get the feeling, so I'm sure.
We're back here, top of the second. Chris Valentine with you for the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. Roque Salinas going to lead things off. Middle of the order due up. Salinas, Wehler, and Santiago. Righty-lefty matchup, first pitch in the dirt. 1-0 to start off Roque. Okay, last night, 2-for-3 with a sac fly RBI and a run scored. He's been productive now through two games of this series, playing in his third. Okay, didn't like the call on that called strike, almost asked for a challenge, but decided to go against it. Takes it for a called strike on the inside corner, 1-1. Now on a ground ball right side, that's going to be picked up by Johnson. Over to first base with Seitler. Did he step on the bag? And he did, says Isabella Robb. George Carroll and Roque Salinas can't believe it, but that's going to go down as a 4-3 putout. It was an awkward play as Seitler moved over to his right to try and field the ball at first, then rushed right back to the bag. Obviously keeping an eye on the ball, not really looking at the base. And George Carroll still saying that Isabella Robb, the umpire on the base, has missed that call. So one up, one down in the inning. It goes as a 4-3 putout. Jeff Wehler, the third baseman, stepping in for the first time today. Righty-righty matchup. Out of the windup, Totel kicks, fires. First pitch fouled down and back. 0-1 to start off Wehler. Jeff Wehler playing in his 21st game since signing out of Indy Ball. Batting 348 with two home runs and 18 RBIs. He's been a force at the plate. That one in there for a strike, and now 0-2 the count. His hot stretch from the last game of the Clearwater series at TD Ballpark, and then all throughout the St. Lucie series. That one in the dirt outside, now a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Totel still working out of that windup. And the pitch. That one skips again. Evens it up 2-2. Whaler 23 of 66 at the plate so far this year with four doubles and three triples to go along with those two home runs. The 2-2 pitch fouled off right side. That'll get up and out of play. .96 that time on the fastball by Dotel. Whaler able to fight it off. Dotel taking his time. The 2-2 again. That one lifted towards right. Coming in a couple steps is Rodolfo Nolasco. He'll settle and make the grab. That's two down. Tyler Green fell there on the infield. The home plate umpire got tripped up by something. Now Glenn Santiago will step in. Two down in the inning. Another righty-righty matchup. Glenn Santiago stepping in for the first time. Dotel kicks, fires, first pitch. That one's up and in, taken for a ball 1-0. Glenn on the year batting .237, three home runs and 32 RBIs. Second on the active team lead with those 32 RBIs. That one in there, low outside corner. Santiago looked over towards Tyler Green, but no challenge. 1-1 the count. That one missed off the plate. Now a 2-1 count. Blue Jays started off yesterday 3-for-3 when challenging. And Bradenton 0-for-3. They had no challenges in the bottom of the third inning. They wasted all of theirs right away, but it didn't come back to haunt them. So they took last night's ball game 5-4. Now time called at the plate, a 3-1 count now to Glenn. He'll take a second. Knoxes. Cleats with his bat, now digging back in. Three balls and a strike, a hitter's count for Glenn. Dotel kicks, deals. That one lined towards right. That's going to hold up long enough for Rodolfo Nolasco to see it into his mitt, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. We'll head to the bottom half of the second here at Lecom Park. 1-0, Bradenton leads.
Are you ready to turn your love for driving into a paycheck every Friday? Academy Bus is hiring professional drivers at $18 an hour with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. Visit the careers page at academybus.com to apply now. Academy Bus, from Boston to Miami, we know the way. Academy Bus, the official bus service of your Dunedin Blue Jays.
Told you that I never would. I told you I changed. Even when I knew I never could. Know that I can't find nobody else as good as you. I need you to stay. Need you to stay. I get drunk, wake up, I'm wasted still. I realize the time that I wasted here. I feel like you can't feel the way I feel. I'll be f***ed up if you can't be right here. You can't be right.
We're back here, bottom half of the second inning. Shalene Polanco is going to lead things off for the Marauders. He'll be followed by Lonnie White Jr. and Omar Alfonso, 5-6-7 in the order. Irv Carter back out for his second inning worth of work. Gave up the solo shots to Tamar Johnson in the first, but two Ks. That one lifted left side, up and out of play. 0-1 to start off Polanco. Shalene Polanco, the team leader in home runs. He's got 12 on the year with 44 RBIs. The team leader in that category as well. 243 average. Plays a good center field. And good on the base paths. 16 of 21 when attempting a steal. Now an 0-2 count as that one's fouled back into the screen. Carter comes set, kicks, deals the 0-2. Ground ball foul right side. Polanco stays alive. The count stays 0-2. Polanco ranks 25th on the Pirates prospect list in the top 30. With his performance so far this year, as he cuts and misses at that fastball, a little up, a little out. And he goes down swinging. No doubt he'll end up climbing those ranks at some point when the list gets updated with all the new draft picks. One up, one down. Third strikeout for Carter. That's going to bring up Lonnie White Jr. Righty-righty matchup. Righty comes set, kicks, fires, first pitch. That one in there for a called strike. Starting him off with a slider, 0-1. That one misses low and outside. That'll even it back up, 1-1 the count. Lonnie White Jr. playing in just his sixth game here for Bradenton. 3 of 18 at the plate for a 167 average, no home runs, and an RBI. That RBI came in last night's ballgame in his first at-bat. That one low and outside. Now a 2-1 count to the left fielder. The 1-1, rather the 2-1 by Carter. That one fouled. Down into the right. 2-2 now the count. Carter trying to settle in. Now the 2-2. That one up and inside. Now a full count. 3-2, the count to White Jr. Time called at the plate. White steps out, wipes off his forehead. It is a very hot day here in Bradenton. That's how it's going to be on these Sunday afternoon games the rest of the way. Now the 3-2 pitch. That one in there. Called strike three. White thought he drew ball four, but he'll head back to the dugout. Fourth strikeout already for Irv Carter. That's two down, and that'll bring up Omar Alfonso. Four strikeouts on the day for Irv. Two looking, two swinging. Got a benefit of the doubt on that call by Tyler Green. That one was off the plate. First pitch, that one's in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Omar Alfonso. Alfonso playing in his first game of this series. Righty-lefty matchup. The 0-1, that one lifted towards right center. Jaden Rudd going back over towards the track, and he's got room, and he leaps into the wall. Makes the grab. Nice play by Jaden Rudd to end the inning. Gets an applause from Irv Carter as a thank you to him, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Marauders. A beautiful play by Jaden Rudd. That ball kept carrying, but he kept an eye on it and leapt into the wall for the grab. We'll head to the top of the third here at Lecom Park. 1-0, Bradenton leads. We're back here in the top half of the third. Abiezel Ramirez is going to lead things off. Bottom third of the order due up. Ramirez, Messia, and Del Rosario. The switch hitter batting from the left side here against the righty. First pitch. Big hack at that one. Cuts and misses. 0-1 to start him off. Out of the windup, Dotel. Kicks, fires. The 0-1 misses up high. Evens up the count 1-1. Now to Abiezel. Playing in his 26th game of the year for Dunedin, batting 200. Two home runs and nine RBIs. Now the 1-1. That one inside. 2-1 now the count to Abiezel. Abiezel signed with the Blue Jays back on April 30th as he fouls that one back into the screen. 2-2, the count evens right back up. Was originally with the Rays organization, got released on March 31st, signed about a month later with our organization. Now the 2-2, that one off the plate outside. Full count to the first batter of the inning. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, fires the 3-2. That one lifted towards center. A little bit back into his left, but Shailene Polanco has got enough time and enough room. He'll make the grab for out number one. Now Victor Messia, the catcher, batting in the eighth spot. Victor Messia playing in his 13th game of the year for Dunedin, a home run and five RBIs. That home run came in game one, his first of the year. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. Oh, and one the count. That one up the middle. That's going to be picked up by the shortstop Castillo. Throw to first is in time. Plenty of time with Messia running down the line. It was off the end of the bat and took a lot of heat off, but Castillo had enough time, makes the play, and that's two down. Two up, two down. Now Angel Del Rosario. Giving Messi a little bit more time. He was hustling down the line. Went quite a bit past the first base bag after running it out. Dotel was up and on the mound, ready to go before Messi even had a chance to get back to the dugout. First pitch, that one inside to Del Rosario. 1-0 to start him off. Angel Del Rosario, the tying 2-RBI single in the eighth inning in last night's game. Came with two outs in that top of the eighth. Runners on second and third. Came through in a big moment, but unfortunately the Blue Jays couldn't hold on. Now chopper left side. It's going to be picked up in foul territory by Davies Nadal down the line. Effectively a swinging bunt, and it's going to be a 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes, nobody on, and two down. Dotel gave up a single to Manuel Beltre in the first inning, second batter he faced. Got him out on an inning-ending double play to the very next batter, Tucker Thoman, and he's been facing the minimum ever since. The 1-2, fouled back to the screen, and staying alive there is Delro. Gets a piece of that 97-mile-an-hour fastball that was above the zone. One ball, two strikes, and the pitch. That one upstairs, 2-2. Out of the windup, the righty, the 2-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Slider low and away. Got him to chase after it. And that will end the inning. First strikeout for Wilbur Dotel. We'll head to the bottom of the third here at Leacon Park. It's still 1-0. Bradenton leads. We're back here. Bottom half of the third. Davies Nadal is going to lead things off for the Marauders. 8-9-1 due up. Nadal, Castillo, and back up to the top with Jack Brannigan. Righty-lefty matchup. Lefty, a switch hitter, and a righty due up in this half inning for the Marauders. Carter kicks, fires. First pitch, the changeup, low and outside. 1-0 to start off Nadal. Starting his first game, he scored the winning run in the ninth inning last night. On the stolen base, E2, E8. That clinched Bradenton the season series and this series. That one missed inside, and Messi's going to ask for a challenge. Turning around is Tyler Green, and that's going to be overturned. So the Blue Jays, they make the first challenge, and it's successful. They still have all three. Righty kicks, fires the 1-1. That one missed as well. That one was right there, pretty close to that previous pitch. Now a 2-1 count. Nadal batting 186 on the year as he pops that one right side. That's going to get up and out of play. That second pitch just caught that low inside corner by the smallest of margins. It's a good challenge there by Messia. Messi's generally got a pretty good feel from the zone from behind the plate, as does Nick Deschamps. Both catchers very good when challenging defensively. The Blue Jays have struggled with their challenge as batters. That one lifted high towards shallow right. Out there's Manuel Beltre. And he's getting called off by Glenn Santiago. He'll back up and make the grab for out number one. Glenn had a little bit better of an angle than Manuel on that play. Beltre recognized that and allowed him to take charge on that play. One up, one down. Now bottom of the order, Jesus Castillo, the switch hitting shortstop. Carter, the solo shot in the first inning. Apart from that, he's been almost perfect. The righty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one lifted. Shallow left field, now inside the infield still. Tucker Thoman's calling for it, calls off Jeff Wehler. That'll be two up, two down. Thought that was going to have a little bit more carry, and it died right there at the farthest part of the infield. Now two down on pop-ups. Now back up to the top. Jack Brannigan stepping in for the second time. He struck out swinging in his only at-bat so far today. on an inside changeup by Carter. First batter he faced. Righty-righty matchup. Carter kicks, deals. First pitch. Fastball in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Brannigan. Brannigan had a series against these Blue Jays the last time we were here in Bradenton. But he's been held pretty much in check. Granted, he's only come in for, I believe, two at-bats. That one lifted towards left. Over towards the wall is Del Rosario. The track, and he's got room. Right hand on the wall. He hauls it in, and that will end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Marauders. We'll head to the top of the fourth. We're a third of the way through this ballgame here at Lecom. 1-0 Marauders in front.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
I'm on an island, even when you're close. Can't take the silence, I'd rather be alone. I think it's pretty plain and simple. We gave it all we could. It's time I wave goodbye from the window. Let's end this like we should and say we're good. We're not meant to be, that's ever gonna change. So
we're back here, top of the fourth inning. Jaden Rudd, top of the order, due up in this half inning. Rudd, Beltre, and Toman. Dotel still facing the minimum. One hit given up. That one lifted left side towards the left field corner. Out there is Lonnie White Jr. in fair territory. He hauls it in on the warning track. And that's going to be out number one. One pitch, one out, one up, one down. That'll bring up Manuel Beltre. One away now for Manuel Beltre. The only hit of the game belongs to Beltre for the Blue Jays, that is. That one in there for a called strike starts him off 0-1. Singled into center field was the first out of an inning-ending double play, 4-6-3. That one almost hit Beltre. Pulled that front elbow out of the way. Takes it for a ball 1-1. That one fouled towards his own dugout. Bounces back up off the railing. 1-2 now the count. Now Beltre digging back in. A ball on two strikes. 1-0 ball game. Bradenton, the only hit they've gotten, is the solo shot by Tamar Johnson. Righty kicks, fires. Ground ball left side, charging in is Nadal, and that pops off his glove. Now the recovery, throw to first, not in time. That'll go down as an E5 in all likelihood. That bobble gave Beltre just enough time to get to the first base bag before the throw. Very close play. Great effort by Davies Nadal despite the outcome. It will go down as an E5, and Beltre is on for the second time. Now Tucker Thoman batting from the left side again. Grounded into that inning-ending double play in the first. That first pitch is in there for a called strike on the inside corner. 0-1 to start him off. Beltre Beltran first, one away. That one missed. Now a 1-1 count. Now stepping off is Dotel. That'll be a disengagement. Reset of the pitch clock. Toman steps out. Doesn't have to call time. Now he digs back in. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the righty Dotel. Out of the stretch, Dotel comes set. Kicks, fires. That one up and out. Alfonso had to reach pretty far out there to keep that ball from getting to the backstop. 2-1 the count to Toman. Beltre, 10 stolen bases on the year. One of five Blue Jays in double figures. Now move over to first, and that one gets away. That's going to bounce off the first base bag. Now Beltre takes a late break to second. He's going to get there without a throw. It almost hit George Carroll. First base coach, he got out of the way of that one. That's going to go down as an E1 back-to-back errors by the Marauders defense. Now Beltre is in scoring position. Blue Jays with their first runner in scoring position of the day. Now Beltre taking a big lead off second. Dotel keeping an eye. Now he steps over that way. And now they're calling a buck. Beltre was the first to point it out. Isabella Robb does point it out. And Beltre will make it over to third. Him dancing on second base worked out fantastically for the Blue Jays. Dotel with the buck. Beltre advancing 180 feet on an air and the buck. Won't go down in any statistical category for Beltre, but well worked. That one ripped down the line and into right field. That's going to be a fair ball. Bounces off high off the right field wall in the right field corner. Picked up out there by Nolasco. Throw to second is going to be cut off. And Tucker Toman with an RBI double ties up this ball game here in the fourth. His 16th double, retaking the team lead and driving in his 37th RBI. It's 1-1 here in the top half of the fourth inning. Blue Jays keep a runner in scoring position. Now Roque Salinas with a chance to give the Blue Jays their first lead. Dotel comes set. Keeping an eye on Toman. Kicks, fires. That one a ground ball over to second. That's going to move the runner to third. Picked up by Johnson. Throw to first in time. Now Jeff Wehler stepping in for the second time. Flew out to right field his only time up. Runner 90 feet away. Two down for Wehler. Righty kicks, fires. First pitch he'll take off the plate outside. 1-0 to start him off. These scenarios have been the times that Jeff Wehler has come through for Dunedin. That one inside almost hit him. He gets out of the way. It's 2-0. 18 RBIs in 20 games played for the Blue Jays. And one of them, he came in the ninth inning as a pinch runner. So really 19 starts, 18 RBIs. Half-hearted swing of that one. Wanted to hold up. Knew it was low and outside, but couldn't keep the bat from going around. 2-1 the count to Wehler. Glenn Santiago, the first baseman, on deck. Dotel kicks and fires. Ground ball foul left side. Bounces off the front of the tarp. And it's 2-2. Count squared up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. A runner on third and 2 down. Blue Jays with a chance at taking their first lead of the day. Dotel kicks, deals. That one upstairs. Now full count, two down. Top half of this fourth inning in a 1-1 ball game. Dotel comes set, and the payoff pitch. That one lifted towards left. Now taking a late break back, Lonnie White Jr., and that's going to get over his head. It's going to bounce high off the sign, and that's going to be a ground rule double. What should have been the third out, a fly out to left field. Lonnie White Jr. didn't read it well off the bat, came in a couple steps, and then had to reverse course back to the track, and by that time it was too late, it was over his head. But it does go down in the scorebook as an RBI double for Jeff Wehler. That's his fifth double and 19th RBI for Dunedin. So the Blue Jays take their first lead of the game, 2-1 here in the fourth. They still have a chance to extend it now. Glenn Santiago will be the batter. Matt Ford came out of the dugout for the Marauders. It's going to be a mound visit for them. They're second, the entire Bradenton infield on the mound, talking over with Dotel. An unfortunate run to give up. That run will go down as unearned. Now, righty-righty matchup for Santiago. First pitch, that one taken above the zone for a ball. And if I'm not mistaken, both runs now will be unearned against Dotel. Righty kicks, fires. That one in there for a called strike, and asking for a challenge right away was Glenn. Tyler Green turns around. It's confirmed as a strike, so the Blue Jays lose their challenge. Dunedin still with two remaining. One and one, the count to Santiago. Wehler standing over there at second base. Any base hit should easily score him. Ton of speed out there on the base pass. That one low and outside, 2-1. The 2-1 pitch, caught and a miss. Off speed, got him out in front. Count evens now, 2-2 count to Santiago. Blue Jays up 2-1 here in the fourth inning now. Two-two pitch, ground ball up the middle. That's going to get picked up by Castillo. Diving effort, throw to first, and not in time. Now still running is Wehler. He makes it. No throw there by Brannigan. Dotel had his hands up in the air. I'm not sure if that was in response to the safe call, because Jonathan Johnston doesn't agree with that, or if that was with Josiah Seitler not being ready to throw to the plate. Jeff Wehler was running the entire way. Jonathan Johnston not happy with that call by Isabella Robb. But that's going to give the Blue Jays their third run of the inning. And now Jonathan Johnston, who was headed back to his dugout, turns and starts going back towards Isabella Robb. They're still going back and forth. Something must have been said to get him to revert back and talk to the umpire again. They're still going back and forth. Jonathan Johnston keeps pointing over to first base, and now he finally walks back to his dugout. That should conclude the disagreement between the umpire and the manager of the Marauders. That goes down as an infield RBI single with a runner on second base for Santiago. Runner on first. Still two down for Abiazel Ramirez. Batting from the left side again against Wilbur Dotel. Three runs in the inning. All should be unearned. But Dotel's trying to get out of this inning. That one lifted left side. That's going to get up and out of play. 0-1 to start off Ramirez. Now in a line shot up the middle. Another base hit for the Blue Jays. Now heading over to third is Santiago. Throw to the third is not going to be in time. Glenn Santiago running all the way. Advancing the extra bag. Now runners on the corners. Nobody warming up yet for Bradenton. But Wilbur Dotel just can't get out of this inning. That'll bring up Victor Messia now. Runners on first and third and two down. Three straight Blue Jays have reached with two outs. Righty-righty matchup. Still working out of the stretches. Dotel, first pitch, fouled up and out of play. 0-1 to start off Messia. Grounded out to short and is only at bat so far, 0-for-1. They do credit Santiago with an RBI on that play. Now hustling over to second is Ramirez. Throw is not going to be in time. And now the throw back to the plate won't come. It was lost on the transition by Termar Johnson. The Blue Jays have scored four in this inning. What could go wrong has gone wrong. For the Marauders here in the fourth, Wilbur Dotel has given up four unearned runs, three of them with two outs. Ramirez stealing second. Santiago is going to third the entire, or rather coming home the entire way. Now an 0-2 count to Messia. The 0-2 pitch, caught and a miss. Finally, Wilbur Dotel can get out of the inning, but he gives up four, and by my calculations, all unearned. We'll head to the bottom half of the fourth. The Blue Jays take a 4-1 lead here at Lecom Park. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here, bottom half of the fourth. The Blue Jays crush Dotel for four runs. Take a 4-1 lead. Now Termar Johnson is going to lead things off here for the Marauders. Irv Carter back out for his fourth inning worth of work. Termar Johnson's got the only hit by the Marauders against Carter so far today, and that's a solo shot in the first inning. Takes that first pitch for a strike, 0-1 to start him off. Batters not named Termar Johnson are 0-for-9 on the day. 0-1, caught and a miss. A nice change up there by Carter. It's 0-2. Carter, when that changeup is working, borderline unhittable. Now taking time and headed back to his dugout is Termar Johnson. I'm not entirely sure why. I think he's switching out batting gloves. Wonder if one of them ripped on that swing. He's getting a fresh pair, now taking his time walking back to the plate. Still an 0-2 count. Tyler Green giving him some time for the equipment issue. All four of those runs charged to Dotel go down as unearned, with three of the four coming in with two outs after the error. That one lifted towards left center. That could be a that could be trouble. That's going to fall for a base hit. Extra base is picked up by Del Rosario. Throw to the infield is going to get cut off by Tolman. A leadoff double for Tamar Johnson. He's the only Marauder with a hit against Irv Carter. Good piece of two-strike hitting by Johnson. He puts himself in scoring position now for Rodolfo Nolasco. Now a couple chances to get one back for Bradenton. Nolasco stepping in for the second time. He struck out looking his only time up. Righty-righty matchup. Carter kicks, fires, first pitch. That one inside. Fastball misses 1-0. Carter looking back towards second. Now kicks, fires. That one off the plate outside. Yanked that one a little bit. Now a 2-0 count to Nolasco. A 2-0. That one in there. Fastball right down the pipe. Gets a strike on the board. 2-1. Now the count to Rodolfo Nolasco, the right fielder. Chance to try to make it a 4-2 ball game here with a runner at second base. Carter kicks, deals. Fouled off, back and to the right. And it's 2-2. Carter right back in the count. Squared up 2-2. Irv gets the sign from Messia. Comes set. Checks second base. Now kicks, fires. Ground ball left side. Heading over to third on the play. Good read by Tamar Johnson. Throw to first is going to be in time. No, they're calling him safe. What? Isabella Robb calling him safe. Glenn Santiago got the ball and tagged out Rodolfo Nolasco before he stepped on the bag. There's no chance he was safe. Now both managers taking issue with Isabella Robb's calls at first base. In no universe was he safe at first. The throw was high. It drew Santiago off the bag. But he made the tag on Nolasco. He wasn't hustling. I can't believe that. Now runners on the corners and nobody out. It's going to be ruled as an E5 on the throw. Now runner at third, runner at first, and nobody out. Josiah Seitler is going to be the batter. He flew out to center field and is only a bat so far. Dangerous hitter now with a couple runners on. First pitch taken low for a ball. 1-0 to start him off. An error that shouldn't be charged to Whaler, but it is now. That one off the plate outside. Now a 2-0 count. Two balls, no strikes. Righty comes set. Kicks, fires. That one inside. Now a 3-0 count. Carter. 3-0 pitch. That one in there. Gets a fastball in the zone. Now a 3-1 count. 3-1. That one low and outside. Ball four. That's going to load the bases. That's going to get Corey Reardon out of the dugout to talk with Irv and the Blue Jays infield. Irv's going to have to put all that behind him. Can't let it affect how he goes forward now. Bases loaded here in this bottom half of the fourth. A 4-1 lead. Shalene Polanco is going to be the batter for the righty-lefty matchup, and the base is loaded. Middle infield in double play depth. Whaler playing close to the infield grass. First pitch, that one lifted left side. That's going to hook out of play. 0-1 to start off Polanco. Strikeout here would be huge for Irv if he can get it. But he'll gladly take a double play at the cost of a run. Carter comes set. The 0-1. That one, a line shot, cut! Now, Santiago makes the tag at first. What a play by Glenn! And the ball popped out, so that's not going to be an out. Are they going to rule that an out? Isabella Rubb hasn't thrown up a sign. The ball got knocked out of the glove of Irv Carter, rather of Glenn Santiago, on that tag, so it's not going to be an out. Still a big first out of the inning. Now Lonnie White Jr. is going to be the batter. That would have been an outstanding play. Irv Carter just can't catch a break in this inning. Bases are still loaded, only one away. First pitch, that one in there. Now the 0-1, that one inside, evens it up 1-1. Seitler on first, Nolasco on second, Johnson on third. One away here in this inning. The 1-1, that one missed, just barely. Two balls and a strike now to Lonnie White. Struck out looking his only time up. Now the 2-1. That one low. Three balls and a strike. Base is loaded. Nowhere to put him. Carter comes set, 3-1 pitch. Ground ball, foul down the third base line, and it is foul. It went off the front foot of Lonnie White Jr. He went to the ground. Seemed weird off the bat. And now the trainer for Bradenton and Jonathan Johnson are both going to come out. Taking a look at Lonnie White Jr., making sure he's good to go and try and continue this at bat and stay in the ball game. It's a 3-2 count. Alexa DeHaesler, head athletic trainer, having him walk around, testing out that foot. Might have went off the inside of the knee. I didn't get the best look at it, but he's definitely in a good bit of pain. It looks like he's going to continue. So he will stay in, and he'll finish out this at-bat. It's a 3-2 count with the bases loaded. There's been a lot that's gone on in this fourth inning. Carter kicks, fires, 3-2 pitch, cut and a miss. Down swing and goes Lonnie White Jr., big strikeout for Irv. Now Omar Alfonso, the catcher, stepping in for the second time. He flew out to deep right center field on a beautiful play, leaping into the wall made by Jaden Rudd. He's potentially the last chance. Carter back-to-back outs with bases loaded. Needs one more. First pitch. That one missed. And Messi's going to ask for a challenge right there at the knees, and that is overturned to a strike. And Carter threw up the strike sign himself. I'd like to see that from Irv. Means he's still in a good headspace despite what's going on in this inning. The 0-1. That one in there. Outside corner. 0-2. Change up. Now time called by Alfonso. Irv, a pitch away from getting out of this. No balls, two strikes. Bases loaded, two down. Bottom of the fourth inning here at Lecom Park. Carter comes set, kicks, fires. That one ripped, and that's gonna be a fair ball down the line. Extra bases for Alfonso. Messi thought it was foul. Now in the right field corner, one run comes in, two runs come in, third's coming home. Throw to the plates, not going to be in time. Alfonso rips a double down the right field line. Messi thought it was a foul ball. Past the diving glove of Santiago, and that ties up the ball game. All runs will be unearned, charged to Carter. Irv was just a pitch away from getting out of the jam. And now it's Davies Nadal. Carter kicks, fires, first pitch, lifted, in the air, left side, foul territory. Whaler out there on the warning track, backing up, makes the grab, and that will end the inning. But we're tied back up. A 3-RBI double by Omar Alfonso ties up the ball game in the fourth. We'll head on to the fifth, 4-4 here in Bradenton.
Tracks shooting BBs at old beer cans, choking on the smoke from a lucky strike somebody lifted off of his old man. We were football flunkies, southern rock junkies, cranking up the stereos, singing loud and proud to give me three steps, simple man and Curtis Low. We were good, you know. Got some discount knowledge at the junior college where we majored in beer and girls. It was all real funny till we ran out of money and they threw us out into the world. Yeah, the kids that thought they'd run this town ain't running much of anything. Just loving and laughing and busting our asses, and we call it all living the dream. But these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got and then some. It ain't always pretty, but it's real. It's the way we were made, wouldn't have it any other way. These are my people. Well, we take it all week on the chin with a grin till we make it to a Friday night. And it's church league softball, holler by the bad call, preacher breaking up a fight.
Then later on at the Green Light Tavern, well, everybody's gathering his friends. And the beers are pouring till Monday morning, and we start it all over again. And these are my people, this is where I come from. We're giving this life everything we've got, and then some.
We're back here in the top of the fifth, a wild fourth inning. Four runs for the Blue Jays, three for the Marauders, and all of them are unearned, charged to Wilbur Dotel and Irv Carter. First pitch to Angel Del Rosario, taking inside for a ball, 1-0 to start him off. Irv was just a pitch away from getting out of that inning with a 4-1 lead, but a really close play down the line, ruled fair on the double by Omar Alfonso to clear the bases and tie the ball game back up at 4. 2-0 count now to Del Rio. Dotel still out there for his fifth inning worth of work. That one low and outside. So a 3-0 count. Some questionable calls by the umpires on both sides in that inning. The play at first where Wehler drew Santiago off the bag, and the tag was very much applied but ruled safe. And a play by Santiago, an infield single, it was ruled. But it looked like he was out at first base. Now the 3-2 pitch. That one low and inside, asking for a challenge right away is Alfonso. And that is overturned to a strike. Delro with a 3-0 count watches three go by. And he goes down looking. So the first challenge of the day by the Marauders is successful. They still have all three. The Blue Jays still with two remaining. Now Jaden Rudd, top of the order. That one lifted towards center. A little blooper out there is Jesus Castillo. He runs it down in shallow center field for the out, and that's two down. Two quick outs. Now Manuel Beltre stepping in for the third time. He's 1-for-2. He reached on an error in the last inning, coming around to score the first run for Dunedin. First of four unearned runs given up by Wilbur Dotel. First pitch, ground ball foul into the camera well out there at the end of the Blue Jays dugout. It's 0-1. Righty-righty matchup. Dotel kicks, fires the 0-1. That one fouled off the front foot of Beltre, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Dotel out of the windup. The righty kicks, fires. Caught and a miss. Low inside changeup got Beltre to swing over top, and that'll end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays. Two Ks for Dotel. We'll head to the bottom of the fifth here at Leacom Park. We're halfway through this ball game here in Bradenton. We're tied up 4-4.
Back and smell the sun.
We're back here in the bottom of the fifth, 4-4 the ball game. Jesus Castillo, the switch hitting shortstop, leading things off, batting in the ninth spot. Lefty-righty matchup, first pitch by Carter, in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Castillo. 9-1-2 due up in this half inning for Bradenton. Castillo, Brannigan, and Johnson. Carter, the 0-1. That one missed upstairs. Evens it up 1-1. Irv trying to get through five. There's a righty starting to warm up for the Blue Jays. Carter kicks, fires. That one lifted towards center. Going back a bit is Jaden Rudd, but he's got room in front of the track. He'll make the grab for out number one. One up, one down. That's going to bring up Jack Brannigan. He's 0 for 2 on the day, a strikeout and a fly out to left. Can't tell who that is for the Blue Jays. I believe it's Felipe Bello. Carter kicks, fires. First pitch to Brannigan. That one in there for a called strike. And Brannigan asking for a challenge right away. That is confirmed as a strike. So now the Marauders are down to two challenges, just like the Blue Jays. They're 1-for-2. The Blue Jays are 2-for-3. An 0-1 count to Brannigan. Carter kicks, deals. Caught and a miss. Change up outside. He took a hack at way out in front, and it's 0-2. No balls, two strikes. The pitch by Carter. Low and outside, the slider. Couldn't get him to chase after that one. It's 1-2. In between the mid-inning breaker, I should say, Jonathan Johnston was out talking with Tyler Green. That one, a ground ball left side. Backhanded slide pickup by Toman. Throw is not going to get there in time. Good effort there by Tucker Toman, but an infield single. That's going to bring up Termar Johnson, who's been Carter's kryptonite so far today. The Marauders have four hits. He's got two of them, a home run and a double. First pitch, that one low and inside, starts him off 1-0. Runner on first and one away. Blue Jays infield in double play depth. Shaded over to the right side as well against the lefty Johnson. Carter comes set. The 1-0. That one in there. I believe that was the slider there by Carter, and it's 1-1. Termar Johnson led off the last inning with a double, came around and scored on the Alfonso double. Ground ball right side. That's going to pop off of Santiago. Carter covering over the bag, and it's going to bounce away from him. Now it's into the foul territory past right field. And now making a wide turn around third is Brannigan. Throw over to Messia by Carter, and that's going to be one. Rather, runners on first and third with one away. What could have been a double play bounced off the glove of Santiago, and now Carter might have been shaken up on that play. I believe they're ruling that as an error on Glenn Santiago, as it should likely go down. Carter with Termar Johnson diving into the first base bag. There's a bit of a collision. Carter went to the ground. They're taking a look at that right arm. Carter walking away saying he's good to go. And it seems to be good enough for Donnie Murphy, Corey Reardon, and Brandon Hammerstrom. So no mound visit charge to the Blue Jays for that. That's going to bring up Rodolfo Nolasco with runners on the corners. One away. Off the bat, it could have been a 3-6-3 inning-ending double play. But instead, runners on the corners and one away. Carter just can't catch a break. First pitch, that one upstairs, 1-0. Carter still working that right arm. He's going to fight through it. The 1-0. Caught and a miss. Fastball at 90. 1-1 the count. That looked just like normal. And Carter still working that right arm. One. Caught and a miss. Fastball got him to chase half-hearted there by Nolasco. And it's 1-2. Righty comes set. 1-2 pitch. Cut and a foul tip. Just getting a piece of it. Staying alive is Nolasco. Got the end of the bat on it. And he'll see another. One-two pitch. Lifted. Up in the air. Back behind the plate. That's going to come back too far. Actually bounced. Would have bounced right in front of my booth. It rolls back onto the field with the netting, and it stays 1-2. One-two pitch. Lifted towards left. Coming in is Delro. That's going to fall in front. Now the throw coming up firing, and that's going to go all the way to the plate, and it's not going to be in time. RBI single for Rodolfo Nolasco. That's going to give the Marauders a 5-4 lead. They retake the lead. Now runners on first and second, and that's going to draw Donnie Murphy out of the dugout. So that'll be it for Irv. Whether that's charged as an earned run or an unearned run will be the deciding factor. But Irv looked good. He really did. Had some really, really tough breaks. 5 runs given up, at least 3 of them unearned. And we'll see what happens with that 5th run. But that does it for Irv Carter. It's going to be Felipe Bayo. We'll talk about him when we return. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network live here in Bradenton. We're back here. Bottom half of the fifth inning, a 5-4 ball game. Bradenton with a one-run lead. Felipe Bello on for the 13th time this season. A 1.59 ERA through 22 2/3 innings of work. 13 Ks. He's on to get the final two outs of this inning. Caught and a miss by Josiah Seitler. 0-1 to start him off. Irv goes 4 1/3. Dealt with a lot of issues. Caught and a miss there. Now 0-2. Despite the 5 runs allowed, Carter right now, only one of them is earned. He just couldn't get anything to go his way, either defensively or with umpire decisions. Now the 0-2, that one a line shot to center field. That's going to be a base hit. Picked up by Rudd. They're going to wave the runner around third. Throw goes to third. Another run comes in for Bradenton. So that run will be charged to Carter. That one will definitely be unearned and will likely charge that fifth run as an earned run. So at the moment, 6 runs, 2 earned to Carter. And he's still responsible for the runner that's now at second base. Righty kicks, fires. There goes the runners. Lifted up in the air towards left. And that's going to hook out of play. That'll send both runners back. An 0-1 count. Another righty-lefty matchup. Shailen Polanco at the plate. 0-2 on the day. A strikeout and a line out. Ground ball, right side, swinging bunt. It's going to be picked up by Bayo. Nobody's covering at first. No communication between Bayo and Santiago. Both went for that. And Beltre couldn't get to the bag in time. So that's going to go down as an infield single. Base is loaded, one away now for Lonnie White Jr. First pitch, lifted towards center, deep right center field. That's going to score a run. Out there on the track, Rudd makes the grab. One run comes in. A runner from second advances to third. That'll make it a 7-4 ball game. Now two down for Omar Alfonso. He doubled in 3 runs his last time up. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. Starts Alfonso off 0-1. Eighth batter of the inning. Back-to-back innings with 3 runs on the board for Bradenton. That one upstairs. Evens up the count 1-1. Runners on the corners, 2 down. That one, low and outside. Popped a little bit off the mitt of Messier, but not far enough to advance Polanco over to second. A 2-1 count now to Alfonso. Now the 2-1, upstairs, 3-1 the count. A nothing charged to Bayo yet, but he's now responsible for both runners on. Everybody that's faced him has been productive. 3-1 pitch. Ground ball up the middle, picked up. That bounces off the second base bag and into center field. A run comes in. Moving from first to third is Polanco. The Blue Jays just can't catch a break at all here today. That goes down as a single on what was, off the bat, a sure inning-ending out. For some reason, the baseball gods just do not like the Blue Jays over this last week and a half, really. Nothing has gone right. First pitch in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Davies Nadal, now the ninth batter. There goes the runner, headed to second. No throw by Messia. That's in there for a called strike. Now 0-2 to Nadal. That one a tapper, right side foul. Getting a piece of it, staying alive. No balls, two strikes, two gone. Runners on second and third for Bradenton. Bayo looking in, gets the sign from Messi, and now he comes set. The 0-2. Caught and a miss. Down swinging goes Nadal, and that will end the inning. We'll head to the top of the sixth here at Lecon Park. It's 8-4 now, Bradenton with a four-run lead.
Anytime I see you, let me know. But the plan and see, just let me go. I'm on my knees when I'm begging, 'cause I don't wanna lose you. Hey, yeah. Ra-da-da-da. 'Cause I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, baby. I'm begging, begging you. Put your love in the hand now, darling. I need you to understand. Try so hard to be your man, the kind of man you want in the end. Only then can I begin to live again. An empty shell I used to be, the shadow all my life was dragging over me. A broken man that I don't know, won't even stand, I never stand to be my soul. Why we're chewing, why we're chasing, why the bottom, why the basement, why we got good shit, don't embrace it. Why the feel for the need to replace me? You're the wrong way, trying to get. I went up in a feature town where we could be at. Like a heart in a bad way, shit. You can give it away, you have, and you take the face.
We're back here in the top of the sixth. Tucker Toman's leading things off. First pitch by Wilbert Otell. In there, no, rather, above the zone for a ball, 1-0. Nine batters sent to the plate for the Marauders in that inning. They put up another four runs. And Irv Carter ends his day 4 1/3 innings worth of work. 5 hits, 7 runs, only 2 earned. Now the 1-1 caught in a miss there by Tucker Toman. And it's 1-2. time called to the plate by Toman. Carter pitched well. Nothing you can do about errors and missed calls by umpires and all the sorts. 7 runs charged to his record, but again, only 2 earned. Now to the windup. The righty kicks, fires 2-2, cut and a miss. Down swinging goes Toman. 5th strikeout for Wilbur Dotel, and that's out number 1. That'll bring up Roque Salinas stepping in for the 3rd time. He's 0-2, 2 ground outs, the 2nd. Righty-lefty matchup. There's a righty warming up in the pen for Bradenton. Looking to lay down a bunt down the 3rd base line, and it's going to be foul. Picked up by Davies Nadal. That'll start Roque off 0-1. Blue Jays down by 4. Bradenton scoring 7 over the last 2 innings. The 1 run that was charged to Bayo goes down as an earned run, with him not getting the benefit of the error in the inning. Dotel. Out of the windup, the 0-1 to Roque. Caught and a miss. 94-mile-an-hour fastball. He was a little bit late. Now 0-2. Time called to the plate by Roque. Now he digs back in. Base is empty. One away. An 0-2 count. Dotel. Kicks, fires. That one upstairs. Dunedin trying not to lose their 8th game in a row. They're down by 4. They need some work from this lineup. The 1-2 pitch, fouled back. Staying alive there is Roque. One, two pitch, low and inside. Roque takes that for a ball, and it'll even up the count. 2-2 now. The counts are Roque. Jeff Whaler waiting on deck. That one fouled off again. Roque stays alive. Fighting in the at-bat. Out of the windup, Dotel kicks, deals. Fouled again. Roque staying alive again. 2-2. That one, line towards left. Up in the air now. Diving and making the grab is Lonnie White Jr. Didn't get the best read, but he made up for it. Nice play there by Lonnie White to keep a runner off the base pass, and that's 2 down. Made it a little bit harder than it needed to be, but still makes the play. 2 up, 2 down now for Jeff Whaler. First pitch by Dotel. Cut and a miss. Trying to hold up, but he went around. It's 0-1. That one low. Evens it up 1-1. That one lifted right side. That's going to fade out of play. It'll be a 1-2 count now to Whaler. One ball, 2 strikes. Dotel looking for another 1-2-3 inning. That one hits Whaler. Front hip. Lost the grip on that breaking ball. That'll keep the inning going, and that's going to get Jonathan Johnston out of the dugout for Bradenton. Looks like a call to the bullpen here by the Marauders. Waiting for the signal by Jonathan Johnston. Hasn't come yet. Looks like he's going to see if Wilbur Dotel can talk him out of it. And he's giving fist bumps to his teammates, so that will be it for Wilbur Dotel. Pitching change here for the Marauders. 5 2/3. Gave up 4 runs, but none of them earned to the and charged to Dotel. New pitcher when we return for the Marauders. We'll meet him when we get back. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We're back here in the top of the sixth inning. New pitcher for the Marauders is the right-hander, number 49, Owen Schartz, on for the 11th time, a 9.00 ERA through 14 innings of work. Started off his season with 3 scoreless outings and gave up 4 to Tampa. We saw him twice the last time we were here at Lee Com. Went 4 innings and 2 appearances, giving up 1 earned run on 2 hits. Third time we're facing him this season. A 1-0 count to start off Glenn Santiago. He inherits a runner at first and 2 down. Schartz kicks, fires. Caught and a miss there by Santiago. Evens it up 1-1. Wheeler on first base after being hit by the final pitch of the day by Wilbur Dotel. The line for Dotel as it stands now. 5 2/3, 5 hits, 4 runs, none earned. That one's fouled off right side. That's going to get up and out of play. Oh, rather 1-2, the count to Santiago. No walks and 5 Ks on the day for Dotel. He lowers his season ERA to 2.79. One ball, 2 strikes. Ready, comes set. Kicks, fires. Ground ball over towards short, picked up by Castillo, goes the easy way to second. Gets the force, and that will end the inning. No runs, no hits, one man left the board. We'll head to the bottom of the sixth here at Lee Com Park. 8-4, Marauders lead.
I be like, shoot, sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you. Something's happening inside of me. Excellence, yeah, it's gotta be hot and cold. It's dichotomy. Rock with me, we some prodigies. La-di-da-di, we party. The heroes down in the lobby. We try to tell them to join us, and if they don't, they'll be sorry. No time to be out of hating. It's history in the making. I'm loving all the options, despite everything that they're saying. My mama proud as she ought to be. Elton John keep on calling me, but even if he didn't, she still think we hit the lottery. Don't need diamonds to be cold. I'm so shiny, I'm like gold. You just gotta let it show. Run it back and let's reload. I'll be like, sheesh. Sunset on the beach. Make me wanna pull up on Miami with the heat. I don't know about you, but I know about me. Summertime in Florida, catch me sliding on the keys.
look at me. I'm the captain and pilot. I'm on an island private. Don't ask me what the vibe is. I can't define it. Can't even put that shit down and write it.
Sunshine, 24/7 clouds floating. Wait, is this heaven?
Didn't even die to get here, yeah. Looking for the top, it's so clear, yeah. Everything I need is right here, yeah.
We're back here, bottom half of the sixth inning, 8-4 ball game. Bradenton with the lead. Jesus Castillo, the shortstop's going to lead things off for the Marauders. 9-1-2 due up for the second inning in a row after Bradenton batted around in that fifth inning. Looking to lay down a bunny, pulls back, takes it for a strike. 0-1 to start off Castillo. He's 0-2, a pop out to short and a fly out to center field. Felipe Bayo back out after getting the final two outs in that fifth inning with a run charged to him. That one missed up and outside. 1-1. Righty out of the windup. That one upstairs. Now 2-1 count. Both teams with two challenges remaining. Blue Jays 2-for-3 so far today. The Marauders 1-for-2. Now the 2-1 pitch. That one low. Bounced right behind the plate. It's a 3-1 count to the leadoff hitter, Jesus Castillo. Bayo nods in agreement to Messia. Now the pitch. Fouled back to the screen. And that'll run it full. Three balls and a strike. Out of the windup, the righty kicks, deals. That one off the plate outside. Leadoff walk. That'll bring up the top of the order, Jack Brannigan, with a runner on first and nobody out. Just the second walk of the day. Both of them issued by Blue Jays pitching. Carter had one in the fourth inning. And that was it from him. Now the second one here by Bayo. First pitch, that one lifted towards right field. Coming in is Roque. It's going to fall in front of him. A walk and a single have runners at first and second for the Marauders, and that brings up Tamar Johnson. Now, Tamar Johnson stepping in for the fourth time already. He's 2-for-3, a homer, a double, and he also reached on an error. He scored three runs. First pitch, that one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start him off. Runners on first and second. Nobody out here in the inning. 8-4 ball game. Bradenton with a pretty good lead. That one lifted high up, shallow left field. Out there on the outfield grass is Whaler. Now he's called off by Toman. He'll make the grab. Both runners will stay put. That's one up, one down. First time the Blue Jays have been able to retire Tamar Johnson. And he looks like he's hurt. He's grabbing that left knee. Jonathan Johnston and the athletic trainer out to go take a look. Tamar Johnson, the number one prospect in the Pirates organization. Very concerning if you're a Pirates fan and a Marauders fan. They're taking a very good look at him. He hasn't moved. Still looking at him right there to the right of the plate. He never left the box. And he's not putting any weight, it seems, on that left leg. Not sure if maybe he has twisted his knee on that swing. That's what he's grabbing at. It's taking more time than originally thought. Bayo's going to have to start throwing some tosses to try and keep that right arm loose. And he's barely putting any weight on that left leg. Very concerning for Marauders fans. Termar Johnson limping off the field. That'll likely end his day. Walking very gingerly. And he's going to get help off the field. Being aided off, leaning on Jonathan Johnson, his manager. So hopefully all's good with him. But not a good sight to see if you're a Marauders fan. He's being helped down the stairs into the dugout. So we're back and ready to go. Rodolfo Nolasco will be the batter. We've seen some unfortunate injuries here in this series already. Now runners at first and second. One away for Nolasco. Bayo comes set. Kicks, fires. That one fouled off right side. Up and out of play. 0-1 to start off Nolasco. Nolasco 1-for-3. RBI single his last time up. He also reached on an error and came around and scored. He scored 2 runs today. That one inside. Fastball by Bayo just missed. It's 1-1. Nobody warming up just yet. And as I say that now, there's a righty getting the arm loose, not throwing off the mound. Now the 1-1. Ground ball left side. Diving pickup by Toman. Over to second in time for one. First and in time. Beautiful 6-4-3 inning ending double play. Started on the diving grab by Tucker Toman. What a play by the young shortstop. We'll head to the top of the seventh here at Lecom Park. It's 8-4. We're back here in the top of the seventh. Termar Johnson is now out of the ballgame for the Marauders. First pitch to Abiezel Ramirez by Owen Schartz. He's back out after getting the final out of that sixth inning. Moving from short to second base is Jesus Castillo, and coming in to play shortstop is Yordani De Los Santos. That pitch bounced in front of the plate. Now 2-0 count to Ramirez. That shows the versatility of Jesus Castillo. He's played 3 out of the 5 infield positions. The only one he hasn't is catcher. Now the 2-0, that one in there. Two balls and a strike. Righty comes set. Blue Jays down by 4. That one off the plate outside now. 3-1 count to Ramirez. Bottom third of the order all due up. Ramirez, Messi, and Del Rosario. 3-1 to start off of Biazo. And the pitch. That one way outside. Leadoff walk drawn by Abiezel Ramirez. Puts a runner on. Nobody out for Victor Mesia. He's coming up for the third time. He's 0-2. A ground out and a strikeout. Righty-righty matchup. Ramirez on first. Schartz kicks, fires. That one started off at the head of Mesia. Dropped back about waist level, but still well inside. 1-0 to start him off on the curveball. The 1-0, that one lifted in the air, in the infield. Jesus Castillo now playing second base. He makes the grab for out number one. That'll bring up Angel Del Rosario, batting in the 9 spot. 1 on and 1 away. Another righty-righty matchup. First pitch, fouled off, back and out of play. 0-1 to start off Delro. 0-2, 2 Ks, 1 swing and 1 looking. Righty comes set. The 0-1, that one in there. Now down 0-2 is Delro. Jaden Rudd waiting on deck, top of the order. The 0-2 pitch. That one launched to left. Will it stay fair? And it will be a foul ball. Delro got all of that one, but a little out in front. He reached up pretty high up above the zone to get to it and couldn't keep it fair. That would have been his 4th homer of the year, just a little too far out in front. That one, a ground ball left side. That's also a foul ball. Count will stay 0-2. Looking ahead at next week at TD Ballpark, we've got the day off tomorrow, but we start a new 6-game set against the Lakeland Flying Tigers starting on Tuesday, the 18th coming up. That one low. 1-2 now the count to Delro. Gets a ball. Tuesday through Sunday. Friday of that series is beach night. Got a pregame concert. And a Hawaiian shirt giveaway. I've seen the Hawaiian shirt. You're going to want it. That one a little bit low. Evens it up 2-2. Then on Saturday is family night as always, but it's going to be a luau-themed family night. Encourage you that if you come to the game on Friday, come back out in your Hawaiian shirts. You're going to have a good time there. That one fouled back and to the right, 2-2. first 500 fans on Friday night will get that Hawaiian shirt. And again, like I said, I've seen it. It's a great shirt. Now the 2-2. That one inside. Breaking ball. Curveball started again at the head of Delro. Came back in a little further than it did against Messia, but still inside. Now a full count. He was down 0-2. Launched a ball down the left field line, but couldn't keep it fair. Would have been a home run. Now he's worked it full. 3-2 pitch. There goes the runner. Ground ball left side. Backhanded pickup there by Nadal. Throw across is in time. What a play by Davies Nadal. Didn't get the cleanest pickup. It fell and settled on the ground right next to him. But a great play made by Davies Nadal for out number two of this inning. That brings up Jaden Rudd. Runner on second, two down, first pitch. That one in there for a strike. 0-1 to start off Jaden. 0-3 on the day. Two pop-ups and a fly out to left. Now the 0-1. That one low and outside. Evens it up 1-1. Ball and a strike. And the pitch. That one off the plate outside. Now a 2-1 count. Looking at game day, that first strike called to Jaden Rudd was well above the zone. Definitely should have challenged that one. That one in there. Evens the count up now, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, two down, a runner on second. The pitch, caught and a miss. Down swing and goes Jaden. He's 0-4 now. We'll head to the bottom half of the seventh here at Lecom Park. It's stretch time here in Bradenton. We'll be back.
Hi guys, it's Mark with South Bay Medical Clinic. Are you struggling with erectile dysfunction and sick of the pills? Well, we have a major medical advancement that has helped thousands of men. Our WAVE technology is backed by 60 clinical studies, including from Cambridge University. It's been shown to increase blood flow by repairing blood vessels. No pills and no side effects. If you're ready to put a stop to your ED, call us now. And not only will the assessment and blood flow ultrasound be free, but we'll also include something unique that produces powerful results in the bedroom. You're going to love that one, guys. Trust me. This unprecedented offer is worth $600, but it's free to those who call in the next 2 minutes. Call 813-565-1000. That's 813-565-1000. Guys, put a stop to your erectile dysfunction and get your life back. Call South Bay Medical Clinic now to qualify. 813-565-1000.
Down south to the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina, staring up the road and pray to God I see headlights. I made it down the coast in 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers, and I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight.
We're back here in the bottom of the seventh. New pitcher for the Blue Jays is the right-hander, number 15, Alex Amalfi. Amalfi on for the 13th time as eighth in relief. 2-4 record with a 4.45 ERA through 30 and a third innings of work. Started off the year insanely good. He's had a rough couple outings. Three out of the last four, he's given up multiple runs. Looking to get over that hump and get back to the form he was in pre-June 20th. That one missed. 2-0 the count to start off Josiah Seitler. Final line for Felipe Bello, an inning in 2/3, 4 hits, 1 run. It was earned, a walk and a K. That one off the plate outside. Now a 3-0 count to start off Seitler. Seitler 1-for-2, 2 runs scored, an RBI, and a walk. Batting .500 at the single-A level. 3-0 pitch. That one missed. A 4-pitch walk to start the day for Amalfi. That's going to bring up Shalene Polanco up for the fourth time. He's 1-for-3 with an infield single. That was effectively a swinging bunt on a miscommunication between Felipe Bello and Glenn Santiago. Now first pitch to him, up and outside. 5 pitches by Amalfi, all have missed the zone. 1-0 to start off Polanco. That one in there. Gets one on the board. 1-1 the count. One on and nobody out here in this seventh inning. That one missed. A little above the zone, it seemed. Now a 2-1 count. Amalfi comes set. Righty kicks, fires. That one in there. Breaking ball inside corner. Now 2-2. Two-two pitch. Ground ball foul right side to the right of the first base bag. That'll keep Polanco alive, keep him in the box. Two balls, two strikes. Amalfi comes set again. And the pitch. Lifted in the air in the infield. Santiago right there. He's called off by Beltre, who makes the grab. That'll be out number one. And it brings up Lonnie White Jr. Lonnie White Jr. up for the fourth time. He's 0-for-2 with a sac fly RBI. One on and one away. Infield shaded heavily over to the left side. First pitch cut out and missed. 0-1 to start off Lonnie White. Ground ball right side. Could be two. Over to second. Nobody covering. Now then time. Tucker Toman, who was playing very far away from the second base bag, had to run a long way. A pump fake by Santiago. He recognized it. Held the ball for a split second. Waited for Toman to get on the bag. And that keeps the double play from happening. But they do get the lead runner. With how heavy the Blue Jays were shifting against Lonnie White, no chance at two as Toman had to run probably about 60 feet to the second base bag. First pitch, that one missed off the plate. 1-0 to start off Omar Alfonso, the catcher. 2-for-3 on the day, a double and a single, 4 RBIs on the day. Righty kicks, fires, caught and a miss. 1-1 the count. Caught in a miss again. 93 on the fastball that time. Time called at the plate by Alfonso. Down 1-2. Bottom of the eighth inning. Marauders up 8-4. Amalfi comes set. And the 1-2. Caught and a miss. Changeup got him out in front. Down swinging goes Alfonso. No runs, no hits. One man left the board. We'll head to the top of the eighth inning. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network.
Sat in the room with platinum and gold eyes, dancing, catch your eye, you'd be mesmerized, oh. Find the corner there, your hands in my hair, finally we're here, so why? Saying you got a flight, need an early night, no, don't go yet.
We're back here in the top of the eighth. Marauders up 8-4. New pitcher for Bradenton is the left-hander, number 32, Miguel Fulgencio. He'll face the 2-3-4 in the Blue Jays lineup. Beltre, Tillman, and Salinas. Lefty-righty matchup. Ground ball up the middle. Picked up by the second baseman, Castillo. Throw to first in time. One up, one down. That'll bring up Tucker Tillman, who will bat from the right side against the lefty. Tillman up for the fourth time. He's 1-for-3 with an RBI double and a run scored. Batting from the right side for the first time today. Lefty kicks, fires. First pitch, checking the swing and now asking for a challenge, I think, is Alfonso, and he doesn't ask for a challenge. 1-0, it'll stay. Both teams with two remaining. That one in their outside corner evens it up 1-1. There's a defensive change for the Marauders. Alexander Mojica is over there at first base now, replacing Josiah Seitler. That one missed, now a 2-1 count. Fulgencio making his 13th appearance on the year for Bradenton. .527 ERA with an 0-1 record through 13 and two-thirds. It's the first time we're seeing him this year. He was on the IL last time we were here at Lecom. That one in there for a strike. Now a full count to Tillman. Three balls, two strikes, nobody on, and one away. Lefty comes set. And the pitch. Lifted up in the infield. Mojica over there, and he's being called off by Jesus Castillo, shields his eyes from the sun, and makes the grab. That's two down. That'll bring up Roque Salinas, coming up for the fourth time. He's 0 for 3. Two ground outs and a fly out to left. Lefty kicks, fires, first pitch. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Roque. Blue Jays now with four outs to get four runs. Running out of time. Ground ball right side. It's going to be picked up by Mojica. Underhand toss to Fulgencio. Covers the first base bag. The 3-1 put out is made. That'll end the inning. 1-2-3 go the Blue Jays, and we'll head to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Leecom Park. It's still 8-4. Marauders in front.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up on my dash. No need to go nowhere fast. Let's enjoy right here where we at. Who knows where this road is supposed to lead? We got nothing but time. As long as you're right here next to me, everything's gonna be alright. If it's meant to be, it'll be. Meant to be, it'll be, baby, just let it be. So won't you ride with me, see where this thing goes. If it's meant to be, it'll be, baby, if it's meant to be.
I don't mean to be so uptight, but my heart's been hurt a couple times by a couple guys that didn't treat me right. I ain't gonna lie, ain't gonna lie. Girl, I'm tired of the fake love. Show me what you're made of. Boy, make me believe.
Whoa, hold up, girl. Don't you know you're beautiful? And it's easy to see.
If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. If it's meant to be, it'll be, it'll be. Baby, just let it be. So won't you ride?
We're back here, bottom half of the eighth, 8-4 ball game. Davies Nadal is going to lead things off for the Marauders. Alex Amalfi back out for his second inning worth of work. Righty out of the windup. Kicks, fires, first pitch. That one in there for a called strike. 0-1 to start off Nadal. Nadal 0-3 on the day. That one missed down low. 1-1 the count. Two pop-outs and a strikeout. One of those pop-outs in foul territory. Out of the windup, Amalfi kicks, fires. Ground ball, softly hit. Off the mound is Amalfi. That's going to get by him. Picked up by Beltre and no throw. Another swinging bunt, and now Nadal's holding that left hamstring. I'm not sure if anybody noticed that yet for the Marauders, but he was holding high up on that back of the thigh. He's staying in the game, it looks like. Nobody's even coming out to check him out. But he's holding that left hamstring. Now he takes his lead. He stays in the game. First pitch, caught and a miss. 0-1 to start off Jesus Castillo. First hit given up by Amalfi, and it's a swinging bunt. Now the 0-1. That one up and out. Snap throw back over to first, and Nadal back in. Took two quick steps to second on the release by Amalfi. Messia trying to pick him off first base, but just back in time was Nadal. Messia loves being aggressive thrown behind runners. Nadal has to be careful when faking a steal. That one up above the zone. Another quick jump up there by Messier, but no throw to first that time. Amalfi, the 2-1. That one in there. Curveball outside corner. 2-2. Two-two pitch. There goes Nadal. Throw down to second by Messi to the left of the bag, and not in time on the tag. Strong throw by Messier, but to the left of the second base bag. Forced Thoman to reach across the body and back over. And that gave Nadal plenty of time. Now runner in scoring position. Nobody out, a full count. Amalfi comes set. Kicks, fires. There he goes again. Cutting a miss. And now it's a foul ball. Went off of Messier. They're going to send Nadal back over to second. He's still walking pretty gingerly down back over to second base. Whether that's him being out of breath or the result of him grabbing out that hamstring. Swiping his 21st bag of the year, 21 of 23. 3-2 pitch, fouled back again. Three balls, two strikes. Amalfi comes set. And the pitch. That one off the plate outside. Missed with the changeup. That'll be a walk. That'll put runners on first and second. Nobody out. Now top of the order, Jack Brannigan coming up. Brannigan up for the fifth time. He's 2-for-4. Righty-righty matchup. First pitch by Amalfi. That one missed off the plate. Breaking ball. Couldn't get the outside corner. 1-0. Righty kicks, fires. Foul tip back to the screen. 1-1 now the count. Brannigan at the plate. Yordani De Los Santos on deck waiting to take his first AB. That one lifted in the air right side. That's going to get up and out of play. One and two. Runners on first and second. Nobody out here. Bottom eight. There's a righty warming up in the pen for the Blue Jays. Not sure who it is quite yet. Amalfi kicks, fires. That one sent towards left. Delrow moving a few steps back in front of the track. He'll make the grab for out number one. That'll bring up Yordani De Los Santos. Taking his first at bat of the game, he's had a tough go of it at the plate so far this series. Just 1-for-8 in his only base hit was a bunt. That throw by Nick Deschamps got to right field. There go the runners. Throw down to third, and it's in and out of the glove of Jeff Wehler. It would have been. They're calling him out. Isabella Robb called him out. That ball did pop out of the mitt of Wehler. And I'm not sure if Tyler Green saw. And I believe he did. Because still over there at third base is Davies Nadal. And he's slow to get up. I think he's still reeling from that hamstring injury. Now the infield comes in. He will stay at third base. The correct call made by Tyler Green. And Isabella Robb's defense on that play. She was shielded from seeing the ball by Davies Nadal. 1-0, runners on second and third. Infield comes in for the Blue Jays. Righty kicks, fires. Caught in a miss there by De Los Santos. It's 0-1, or rather 1-1. A ball and a strike. Amalfi kicks, fires. That one inside. Breaking ball, 2-1. Two-one pitch. That one missed low and outside. Time called. Three balls and a strike. Two runners in scoring position. Bradenton trying to extend their already big lead. That one upstairs, ball four. That'll load the bases up for Rodolfo Nolasco. Not the guy you want to walk to, a guy you really don't want to face. Now, base is loaded, one away here for Rodolfo Nolasco stepping in for the fifth time tonight. 1-for-4, RBI single in the fifth, also reached on an error in the fourth inning. Came around and scored both times, caught in the midst of that first pitch, 0-1. Last time up, he grounded into a double play to end the inning, a beautiful double play turned by Tucker Thoman and Manuel Beltre. Now the 0-1, caught and a miss again. Down 0-2 is Nolasco. Alexander Mojica waiting on deck. No balls, two strikes. Amalfi comes set. Righty kicks and fires. Ground ball softly hit. Wehler with the pickup. A run's going to score the throw over to first base, and the play's made. Another soft grounder. That brings in a run that time for the Marauders. It'll be charged to Amalfi as an earned run. Both runners advance. Now second and third, two down for Alexander Mojica. Nolasco drives in his second RBI of the day. First pitch to Mojica. Line shot caught by Wehler. Nice play by Wehler to end the inning. That's all the Marauders will get, but the Blue Jays need five in the ninth to try and keep this game going. You're listening to the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network. We'll be back for the ninth here at Lecom.
Time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control. I can feel the paradise before my world implodes. And tonight had something wonderful.
sleep to late nights, sitting alone. Conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use. Or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring in space? And I know I lose control of the things that I say. Yeah, I was looking for a way out, yeah, now I can't escape. Nothing happens after two. It's true, it's true. My bad habits lead to you. Ooh. My bad habits lead to you. Ooh. My bad habits lead to you. Every pure intention ends when the good times start. Falling over everything to reach the first time spark. It started on a neon light and then it all got dark. I only know how to go too far. My bad habits lead to late nights and then alone. Conversations with a stranger.
We're back here in the top of the ninth. Jeff Wehler is going to lead things off for the Blue Jays. 5-6-7 hitters due up. Wehler, Santiago, and Ramirez. First pitch by Julian Bosnick, a new pitcher for the Marauders, taking upstairs for a ball, 1-0. Bosnick on for the 22nd time. That one in there. Now 1-1 count. He's 2-1 with a 3.82 ERA through 35 and a third innings of work. That one off the end of the bat. Ground ball into the Marauders' dugout. Foul. Now 1-2. It's the fourth time we're seeing Bosnick. He's given up at least a run in two of his appearances against the Blue Jays. Three runs in total and two of them being earned in 6 1/3 innings of work. Caught and a miss at that one low. Down swinging goes Wehler. That's out number one. One batter, one K for Bosnick. Blue Jays are two outs away from their eighth consecutive loss. Looking around the Florida State League elsewhere. At Hammond Stadium in Fort Myers, currently an 8-8 ball game between the Threshers and the Mighty Muscles. Fort Myers just put up a 5 spot to tie up the ball game after Clearwater scored 8 runs over the 3 previous innings. They're in the bottom of the 8th. Caught and a miss. Down on 3 pitches goes Glenn Santiago. Back-to-back Ks for Bosnick, and the Marauders are 1 out away from taking all 3 games of this series. Tampa took down Lakeland, finally. Lakeland losing a ball game. They were on a 12-game winning streak after starting the second half 0-5. Now Abiezel Ramirez, the batter, first pitch in there for a called strike. Jupiter beat St. Lucie 5-0. And the only other games were the doubleheader at Jackie Robinson Ballpark, where Palm Beach is actually the designated home team with Roger Dean going through renovations. That one cut out and missed. Now a 1-2 count. The Blue Jays down to their last strike. That game was supposed to start at 2:30, rather, but weather again delaying that game. So who knows if that'll even happen. Now the 1-2 pitch. Caught and a miss. Down swing and goes Ramirez. That'll do it. The Marauders take this game and finish up a 3-game sweep of your Blue Jays. Your Blue Jays have now lost 8 consecutive after starting off the second half 5-3. Blue Jays now fall to 6-12. 1-9 in their last 10. And now 0-8 in their last eight. The final lines are as follows. The Marauders scored 9 runs on 10 hits. They committed 2 errors. Your Blue Jays scored 4 runs on 5 hits. They also committed 2 errors. The win goes to Wilbur Dotel. The loss to Irv Carter. And there is no save. All 4 runs that the Blue Jays scored today were unearned. Charged to Wilbur Dotel. Irv Carter gets his 6th loss of the year, giving up 7 runs but only 2 earned. And that'll do it for this weekend set here in Bradenton. The Marauders clinched the season series last night. And they take the season series now 9-6. We will not see these Marauders again for the rest of this season, whether either of these teams make the playoffs. Right now, Bradenton keep putting themselves in a better and better position to try and make the playoffs as the 2nd spot in the West Division. We are back at home on Tuesday after a day off tomorrow. Starting off a 6-game set against the Lakeland Flying Tigers, welcoming them into TD Ballpark for the 2nd time. First time we faced them, it was a 3-3 series split. Lakeland finally losing a game. They have been the hottest team in the Florida State League over the last couple weeks. Winners of their last 12 until today. But after our day off tomorrow, we are back at home at TD Ballpark. Can't wait to be back at home. It's been too long. We appreciate you tuning in tonight. And as always, on behalf of everybody here at the Dunedin Blue Jays Radio Network, I'm Chris Valentine. Day off tomorrow, we'll see you Tuesday. Bradenton sweeps Dunedin. 3-0.
Doesn't this guitar sound so good? So sweet.
Living in this big blue world with my head up in outer space. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. I see trouble come my way, I'll be making lemonade. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay. I know I'll be A-O-A-okay.
single season touchdown throws. And good old Johnny, he's the life of every party. It's like cheers, they know him everywhere he goes. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Rutherford County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I've got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Jason, he's a sheriff. He'll flash his lights, but let me go. My boy Randy, he's a preacher. My girl Megan, she's been teacher of the year, I swear, for 5 years in a row. I've got some famous friends you probably never heard of, but back in Hamilton County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. I got friends in high places on these small town roads, 'cause round here it's all about the people that you know. And I've got some famous friends you probably never heard. Back in Davidson County, our crowd is second to none. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in, but when I go back home, I got some famous friends. Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. You might not know I'm here in this big city we're in.
You can call me if you need someone. I'll pick up the pieces if you come undone. Painting stars up on your ceiling, 'cause you wish that you could find some feeling. Yeah, yeah. You know you could call me if you need someone. I need you to hold. A place not too far away. We all know I should be.